Hello and welcome to Curie. I'm Matt, your host, here to bring you all the latest insights from the 66th Annual American Society of Hematology meeting taking place in sunny San Diego. Today's episode, on day one of ASH, is packed with exciting updates, from promising new therapies for sickle cell disease to groundbreaking advances in immune thrombocytopenia and a fresh look at a classic treatment in a new patient group. A quick reminder before we dive in, this podcast is brought to you by Curie, your personalized platform for cutting-edge medical insights. Download the app for detailed summaries, curated research, and more. Let's jump into our first highlight, an experimental therapy that's making waves in the treatment of sickle cell disease. My first highlight comes from the Trevitis Phase 2 trial, which evaluated etavopivat, an investigational oral therapy for sickle cell disease. These findings were presented by Dr. Julie Cantor from the University of Alabama at Birmingham, and they are truly promising. Etavopivat is a pyruvate kinase activator that works by improving red blood cell health. It enhances energy dynamics and oxygen retention, which are crucial in combating the complications of sickle cell disease, particularly vaso-occlusive crises or VOCs. The trial demonstrated that over a 52-week period, etavopivat significantly reduced VOC rates compared to placebo. Patients on etavopivat experienced an average of just one VOC during the study, cutting the rate nearly in half compared to the placebo group. In addition to reducing crises, etavopivat also increased hemoglobin levels. By week 24, 38% of patients in the low dose group had a hemoglobin increase of over 1 gram per deciliter. This was compared to just 11% in the placebo group. Dr. Cantor emphasized that while the medication won't be suitable for everyone, its unique mechanism of action could address critical gaps where existing therapies fall short. With a phase 3 trial underway, this therapy could represent a significant step forward in the treatment landscape. Now, let's pivot to a story from the field of immune thrombocytopenia that could be a game changer for patients who have exhausted other options. Our second highlight focuses on the LUNA 3 phase 3 trial of rilzabrutinib, an oral Brutinon's tyrosine kinase inhibitor for immune thrombocytopenia, or ITP. Dr. David Cooter of Massachusetts General Hospital presented these findings, and they showcase an exciting new option for patients. ITP is an autoimmune disorder in which the immune system destroys platelets, leading to fatigue, bleeding, and increased risk of severe complications. Rilzabrutinib offers a novel approach by simultaneously reducing platelet destruction and boosting production. The trial revealed that rilzabrutinib achieved a durable platelet response in 23% of patients compared to 0% in the placebo group. What's remarkable is the speed of its action, with platelet counts improving within 15 days of starting treatment. Beyond this, rilzabrutinib significantly reduced bleeding events and improved fatigue even for those who didn't meet the primary endpoint. Dr. Cooter noted that the drug's safety profile and multifaceted benefits make it a potential game changer for patients who've run out of options. It's currently under regulatory review in the US and Europe, making it a treatment to watch closely. Finally, let's discuss hydroxyurea, a longstanding therapy now being explored for a new patient group within sickle cell disease. Our last highlight comes from the PIVOT trial, which is the first randomized placebo-controlled study of hydroxyurea in patients with the HBSC variant of sickle cell disease. The findings were presented by Dr. Yvonne Dea Adomakol from the University of Ghana Medical School, and they bring new insights into this understudied population. Hemoglobin SC is often thought to be a milder form of sickle cell disease, but many patients still experience severe complications, including frequent VOCs. In this trial, hydroxyurea significantly reduced VOC rates and hospitalizations. While the primary endpoint focused on safety wasn't met due to transient low blood cell counts, these side effects were mild and resolved quickly. Both children and adults in the study experienced consistent benefits, underscoring hydroxyurea's potential as a low-cost, accessible option for managing this condition. Dr. Dave Adomakol emphasized the importance of dispelling myths about the mildness of HBBSC and called for further studies to solidify hydroxyurea's role in this population. That wraps up our highlights from day one of ASH 2024. From a novel approach to sickle cell disease, to rilzabrutinib's promise in ITP, and hydroxyurea's renewed relevance, it's clear that the future of hematology is brighter than ever. Stay tuned for tomorrow's recap, where we'll cover more breakthroughs and expert insights. And don't forget to download the Curie app for detailed summaries, personalized content, and more. Thanks for listening to Curie. I'm Matt, signing off. See you tomorrow.